12 years ago, Karen came home and said, "We didn't have any children at the house. I have an older daughter who's 40, and we're glad it's not at the house. She has her doctorate, brilliant, no common sense whatsoever." And so I looked through 366 children that night, and she looked, her picture looked back at me, and we had to go to Florida to see her. That people say there aren't orphanages, but we were in one. They do exist. She had very little command of language. Very little command of language. She had an enormous amount of drugs that the state gave her. So we ended up going back three times, and the final time we went, but we had to go through to Ann Arbor, the judge's office. I explained that he had to sign the paper now because we're going to get her this week, and there's a hurricane coming up for the weekend, so he has to do it now. And as he did, came in from the golf course or wherever he was, and he signed it. And we drove down, and Lana was very severely challenged. I mean, like, very severely challenged. Nobody else would have adopted this child. We came back, but, you know, we had to drive from Florida. So we stopped at a restaurant, and there was this boy on the type of wheelchair that lays flat. Zana went over to his wheelchair and touched his face and said, "It's going to be all right." I, at that point, thought, who have we got? That was not something I expected. We drove out of the hurricane. We got to Tennessee, and by the time we got to Ohio, she was sitting in the back seat saying, "Are you sure you're going the right way?" She has never been to our house. It's been that type of existence. She is incredibly sweet. She is incredibly smart. What she really needed was the same people there each morning and each evening, and that's what we've done for 12 years. It's been fun. This is the best adventure I've ever been on in my life.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I found. Was lost, but now I see.